Most studio owners decide to open their fitness and wellness businesses because they want to help people and add more meaning into their lives. Their heart is in the right place, they're great people, but scaling a profitable business that feels incredible to own and run is trickier than ever before. So where they get stuck is no one's ever shown them how to run a wildly successful business without the overwhelm and the chaos. Plus, they're doing it all alone. Until now. Welcome to the Geronimo Unfiltered podcast for ambitious boutique studio owners who are allergic to average and know they're capable of more. They're just missing the how. I'm Dozer, your host, CEO and founder of the Geronimo Academy, and together with my crew and my community of owners and managers who are the doers and the implementers, we are on a mission to pioneer a better way to own and operate a health and fitness business while building a life you love, not hate. So if you're ready to push the boundaries, level up your money, meaning and impact, and stop doing it alone, then you're in the right place. This is going to be raw and unfiltered, zero bullshit. So take a deep breath, strap yourselves in, and let's get fucking started. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Geronimo Unfiltered podcast. Now, team, in this episode, this is part two with Kylie Ryan, mindset coach extraordinaire and someone who I really value and look up to in terms of understanding the secrets around high performers and what's going to make me a high performer. She's here because I know that you guys are life changers and I want to change the life of life changers. That's you guys, right? So part of that is like tapping into what the secrets are of these high performers and what we can share with our audience, which is you guys. So remember what we learned in last week's episode, and if you missed it, listen to that straight after this one. We learned the shocking factor that most high performers have in common, whether high performers are born that way or is it a skill that actually can be developed? Exactly how Kylie unlocks the potential in her high-performing clients. And as a bonus for those fellow parents out there, it's how to set up your children to be high performers. Side note, in the Geronimo Academy, we've actually introduced mindset coaches into our own business. So stay tuned because that episode is on the way. There are some absolute nuggets that we're learning almost from the outset of introducing them into the Academy of Owners and their teams. Enjoy the episode. So the first one is from a studio over in the States. I've got the script. I know I need to call the leads.
Yeah.
Dozer says it every week, but there's something holding me back from picking up the phone. I just feel ick and then I'm bothering people. So what the hell's going on there?
What's going on there?
Because in my head, I'm just pick up the fucking phone and call.
Pick up the phone.
Do you mean? Like, because it's not.
Well, you don't have any.
Well, not anymore. I probably used to.
You don't have any negative beliefs about it.
But back to what you said earlier, I fucking had to because, well, the listeners know the story, but like we were fucking going broke. Michelle was pregnant with Amaya, who's sister to Oliver.
Aww.
We just moved into our first house. She was pregnant. I was like, I can't fuck this up. Like, I thought this was a great idea and I put it all on
now
the line,
I'm in
including,
over my head.
Including this new house. Like, no one cares, dude. Like, no one cares about your fucking
Crimey
emotions,
River.
Dude.
Yeah,
yeah, Crimey River, dude. Just pick up the fucking phone and start calling.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's really interesting. So what I'm hearing is like the warrior mindset.
Right.
It's like, I am going to show up. And I don't care what battles are ahead of me.
What's the other option?
What suffering I have to go through.
Like the banks take the house and I tell like Michelle.
Oh, sorry, I let you down.
Yeah.
With a kid on the way. You
Because I didn't want to make an icky phone call.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. Yeah, so the pain of failure was unconscionable. It's like I absolutely cannot deal with that. And so you were at a point where it was like do or die.
It seriously was.
Right? It's do or die. And the reason why people don't pick up the phone and do those things, ultimately it comes down to the pain of failure is not kind of big enough for them. It's like, oh, I'm actually quite comfortable. Maybe I'm making enough money. I'm getting by. I've got enough to do the thing. So the pain of not achieving is not actually that big a deal. So there's that is one of the things. And that's an interesting point because, you know, when you get to that point where you're kind of treading water, you're kind of comfortable. I've been in that spot before where it's like, oh, I don't actually the effort to put in to grow more, I'd rather just spend the time with my kids right now. And so I like made a conscious decision not to grow. But if you actually do want to grow and like this question, I need to just call the leads. It's like, okay, what do I tactically do in that moment, right? What do I actually tactically do in that moment?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got a list of leads that have put in their number at some point and I've got this script and I know that I just need to pick up the phone and call the people. So what's happening there is you're in your own way and you're focusing on yourself too much. So here's the thing, like this is the like knife twist mindset coaching is like, dude, don't be so bloody selfish and egoic that you are going to stop these people from getting the help that they need because you feel a bit icky about calling them. They've put their number in because they're struggling and they're suffering and they're in pain and they need help. And you're going to let a little bit of nervousness get in the way of reaching out and helping them. It's like, hang on, if you were on a boat and you had the buoy and they were drowning, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not a qualified lifeguard. I can't throw this over the line for you. I can't help you. I feel a bit awkward about it. I'm sorry, just drown. It's like you start to like put a bit more skin in the game and go, actually, just dial it up. So this is the thing. It's like you need to dial up the pleasure and you need to dial up the pain. It's like, oh, if you don't do it, you're letting them drown.
Yeah.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like you kind of dial up the energy of it and it puts more passion in and it gets you out of your own way. You know, we've got a mentor that, you know, that kind of quotes this piece of like, replace nervous with service. How are you, you know, if you're feeling nervous and icky about it, get out of your own way and start to think of them. Like think of them on the other end of the line.
That's it. That's the key.
Think of them.
You're, and realizing that you only have that number because, and I'm hoping it's like, you're not just cold calling randoms out of the phone book, right?
Not anymore.
It's like, not anymore. Like we've gotten past that, thankfully.
Yeah.
But it's like you're calling someone because at some point they put their number in, they opted in at some point. So maybe even if you're interrupting them and they're like in the middle of whatever it is they're doing in that moment, at some point they cared enough to give you their number. So there is a pain that they are dealing with that you need to help remind them of that they need to address.
100%.
And this is the thing, right? It's like, particularly with health and fitness, this is a long-term thing. And so it's very easy to put your health and fitness on the back burner. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to just deal with the urgent fire that's in front of you. Oh, I need to make the kids dinner. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I've got this and that. Going, whoa, like running around like a headless chicken. If the trainer calls you and interrupts you out of that chaos and goes, hey, how you doing? And has some energy and enthusiasm and magnetism and passion to it. It's like, hey, how you doing? You put your number in and you wanted some help with this. How's that going for you? Can I help you out with it? You know, let's have a chat about it. When's a good time to have a chat? Is now a good time? Oh, no, it's not a good time. Oh, great. When is a good time? I can call you and we can have a chat about it because I want to help you get to your fitness goals and you put your number in here for a reason, right? So it's remembering that they actually invited you to call them. You're not a, you know, insurance salesman or someone from a call center that's trying to sell them something that they don't want. They opted in at some point.
There's when we used to train the Wolfpack, like our internal sales team who were out there like calling all these numbers, that's what we used to talk about, like adopting that lifeguard mentality. These people, you've got names and numbers in that system because they all fucking put their hand up and they need help. They're out there, hand is up.
Yeah.
That's why you've got their details. We didn't magically
guess their numbers.
Yeah, we didn't magically, you know, emails, names and phone numbers. We didn't.
It's not,
you know,
auto-dialing randoms. Yeah.
It wasn't a guess and somehow it's all right. They need your fucking help. So who's ready to go and help some people? And that was, yeah, and that was the end of the sales huddle. And then we just fucking call the fucking lights. Okay.
But it takes will, right? It takes a level of will. It takes a level of energy. It takes a level of passion and confidence to be able to do that. And
okay.
So if you've got a lot of other shit going on in your life at the same time, it can be hard sometimes to compartmentalize that and actually give yourself the level of ego strength to just get out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I want to also like give the caveat that sometimes there might be things going on in your life that you actually just need to address first.
Interesting.
And if there's like really hardcore instability, then it really depends on the person as to, hang on, do you actually just need to pause this and deal with the instability first and then come back when you are more supported?
So it's like if someone can't call the lead, like they're not getting to the leads.
Yeah.
And we're like, come on, mate, you got to like call at the right time of the day. And they're like, okay, well, what we might not know is that they're going through a divorce.
Exactly.
In the background.
Exactly.
And it's literally not a priority at the moment.
Yeah. So it's like just questioning, like, hang on, is growing your business right now a priority or is something else that's going on in the background more of a priority for you right now? And just being honest about it, because I think there's a lot of shame for business owners, particularly when they're in coaching programs like yours and like all of the great business coaching programs out there. And I mean, it's undeniably focused on business. That's the point, right? But business doesn't exist in a silo. It is interrelated and interwoven with our lives. We are whole human beings. And so if you're going through a divorce, sometimes you just might not literally be in the headspace to be able to call the lease. Like, hang on, I actually just need to take a mental health day here and just grieve because, you know, blah, blah, blah is going on. And so I think what can, there's a benefit to this warrior mentality of like, just shove the emotions down and get on with it. Right. And there is a lot of value in that. And we wouldn't be here where we are today as a society without warriors, without soldiers, without people who literally fought for freedom and, you know, created the world that we live in. Right. Absolute respect. And I think there is a challenge sometimes where people can be drowning themselves. Right. And it's like, how can I go and help that person out there that's drowning when I'm drowning myself? And you know what, growing my business isn't a priority right now. I just actually need to coast for a little bit because my kid is having a problem or my wife is going through an illness or I'm getting divorced or whatever it is, other stuff that's going on in my life that needs my attention.
So if someone is going through that.
Yeah, and plenty of people are.
What is our service to them? What's our best service to them so we don't accidentally hear something else and finish up?
It's interesting, right? It's like I think there is a level of, you know, obviously you're not therapists. You're not meant to be kind of counselors for their entire life. But I think creating a culture of compassion and openness where people could come to you and go, hey, Dozer, I've got some life stuff going on. I just need to kind of dial back the aggressive growth strategies for now. And I just need to coast for a bit here because I've got other shit going on. And just that culture of compassion around that of going, hang on, if someone's not dialing the leads, it might be a matter of they just need to like pull their socks up and go warrior and get on with it. Or it might mean that actually there's something that is really pressing that they need to go, you know what, I'm going to pause this and go and deal with that. And you can't make a blanket statement about that. It's a case-by-case basis, right? So I think there is a little bit, particularly coming in from personal trainer energy of like, just do the reps, show up and do the reps and you're going to get the result. And when you bring that into business, that can be both a huge benefit and the shadow of it is that sometimes things that are deeper can get kind of ignored or can derail things underneath the surface because there's no space for them.
What do people need the most if they're in that state?
They need support and love and compassion.
Right.
Right? It's like, yeah.
Oh, shit. We've got a question from Soph.
Question from the gallery.
Okay, I'm listening in the background and a lot of the time people are in a bad spot because they're not getting a result. So then what? If they won't do the work because they're in a bad spot, why do they do that? Because it's easy to say, yeah, I need to take a rest. My like wife is sick or whatever. Fair enough. But if you're the reason why you're stressed, you're anxious, you're down, you're depressed is because you're not making enough money and you feel like you're under pressure.
Yeah.
And then you're not in a space to create or to make calls. Then what do they do?
Ooh, so good.
Mic drop. I actually could.
Mic drop. Great question. Because it's like that's when you're in a negative spiral, right? Because it's like, This is the thing, right? It's like, ooh, okay. So this is the pleasure pain thresholds. So if you're feeling pain on the inside, so this can goes across everything from business to addictions to weight loss.
What's the point at me?
I'm just pointing everywhere, man. Exactly. Weight loss.
Right, that's better.
Just kidding. Addiction. I mean, man, I've had my fair shares. It's all good. So it's like, when you think about someone that's in that kind of negative spiral and they're dealing with a lot of pain on the inside, they're feeling stressed, loss, dealing with maybe depression or anxiety or failure or negative self-talk, oh, I'm a loser, I'm just a business owner, or I'm never going to get this or, you know, whatever it is, we can have this kind of negative critical self-talk and that's all creating internal pain, right? It's like the system is under stress and you think, hormonally, like there's stress hormones, there's cortisol, there's like, oh, there's all this happening inside. And so when you're in pain, when you're suffering, when you're struggling, when you're feeling crappy, what do you reach for?
Like medicine.
Painkiller.
Yeah, Panadol.
Painkiller, medicine, maybe a coffee.
Food.
Right? You reach for something external to yourself that you can bring into your body to help ease the pain.
Right.
Whether it's a painkiller, whether it's food, some people scroll on the internet, some people
Scroll the pokies.
Play the pokies, Some people have a ciggy, some people have a sickie, so, you know, some people go buy a bunch of stuff. It's like you're going to choose something that is going to give you an instant dopamine hit and ease that pain somehow.
Numbing,
comforting, right? And that is a downward spiral. Here's an example. You wake up feeling tired and lethargic, you hit snooze, right? That's the comfort. Hit snooze, sleep a bit more, hit snooze again, wake up. You're running late, you don't have time to make breakfast, so you grab a coffee and a croissant, then you've spiked your insulin, you feel worse, and so then you don't perform well at work, and then you like beat yourself up about that. And then you go, oh, I'm having a shit day at work, I'll just have a pizza for lunch and have some, you know, beers with my pizza to drown my sorrows. It's like then you get home and you're feeling lethargic, and so maybe you're like mad at yourself and you yell at your kids, and then you feel bad about that. It's like, ooh, this like horrible cycle that we can get into, and it's like, oh, I'm in this downward spiral.
Yeah.
And you can look at when you're in that downward spiral, which is kind of what you're saying, I'm not doing the things I need to do and I'm in this downward spiral, but it's actually the actions that I need to do to get out of it. And so you might look at people that seem to be on the other side, like the magic unicorns that are fit and healthy and positive and they're doing the things that they need to do. And it's like they're going out, they're calling the leads, they're doing their exercise every day, they're eating clean, they're eating healthy, they've got, you know, seem to have a great relationship or whatever. It's like everything's peachy for them. And you're just like, oh, and so you can have this like either or mindset of like, oh, they're successful and I'm a loser.
Right.
And so there's this kind of either or mindset that comes in, which is like black and white thinking. And so this is actually a cognitive distortion. This is one of these belief type things. It's like there is a distortion that's happening. You know those old like circus mirrors where it's like kind of makes you all squiggly or like makes you look like whatever. So it's like these mirrors that distort you and so you don't see yourself clearly, right? That's the point. So cognitive distortions distort reality and stop you from seeing it clearly, right? So if you're looking through a black and white lens of like, I'm a loser and all these other people are successful, then you're not going to have the ego strength to even take that first step. And so the people on the other side, the successful people, are coming from an internal pleasure, right? They have internal sense of joy or achievement. They've got positive self-talk. Maybe they're healthy. They're not dealing with injury. And so when you have pain on the inside, you reach for pleasure on the outside to comfort yourself. When you have a general sense of pleasure and well-being on the inside, you reach for pain. You reach for challenge. You reach for things that stretch you. Right.
Michael Jordan used to be in some games and they'd be winning.
Yeah.
Like the Bulls would be winning and he'd get bored in the middle of those games. So he would create stories about someone else in the other team murdering his father, who was very close to. And the reason why Michael Jordan wasn't actually the best basketballer in his family, his older brother was. So Michael became relentless with his training just so he could get attention from his dad.
You see?
So it was documented. He'd make up stories about the opposition, about what they said about his father, and then would absolutely fucking smash dominate. Them. Just.
Right? And it's like, I mean, one of our colleagues, Todd Herman, talks about that, like the alter ego. It's like you kick in an alter ego by getting into that story of like, I'm a warrior, I've got to like save my family or whatever it is. And that's an identity shift. So he was bored, and so he used that story to create an identity shift in the middle of the game to access a new level of performance. So
for these people that Sophie mentioned.
These people that Sophie mentioned, so I need to like pre-frame this answer, right? It's like these people that Sophie mentioned that are like in the downward spiral of I'm feeling crap and I'm not doing the actions that I know would get me out of it. There is an identity shift that needs to happen in terms of like how you see yourself. But the key here is that it's not either or. It's actually a spectrum of pain to pleasure. And so you've got to look for and change your focus to what is going right in my life. Where can I be grateful and what am I already successful at? So that you can start to feel a level of success inside yourself and then you can grow on that success. So it's like, actually, you know what, when I'm feeling crap, if I just pause the comfort and just do a tiny bit of challenge and go, actually, I'm just going to take a mindful breath here before I have a coffee, or I'm going to do a meditation or a workout instead of going and soothing myself in whatever way. It's like you start to build small habits of success. Because what happens when you're in that black and white mindset, you think, I'm such a loser, I need to change everything and I can't change everything. And so I get overwhelmed and then I'm like, oh, why bother? Right? Which is like that defeatist mindset. But what actually is a success mindset is this sense of incremental progress. And this is counterintuitive, you guys. It's because it's like if someone's really struggling, you might be like, okay, you need to do this and do this and do this, and that's going to get you out of it. But what actually they need is just one small step that they can achieve. One small step that is so simple.
Right, next thing.
It's just the right next thing. What is the right next thing? Like, my sister is a racing horse trainer. She's worked with horses for years. But how you teach horses to jump those, like, giant jumps is you start with a log on the ground.
Fuck.
Right? You start with a log on the ground and you just raise it 1 inch. Mm-hmm. And then they go over it a bunch of times. They're like, oh, this isn't a big deal. This is easy. And then you raise it 1 inch and they walk over it a bunch of times. Oh, this is easy. Oh, and then you raise it another inch. So it's that incremental progress that people just need to, like, break it down to basics. It's like, okay, just wait, make one phone call today.
Because we need to see evidence. Is that why?
We need to see evidence that we can do the thing and not get overwhelmed. And this is the piece, is like, once you start the small step, even though it feels like it doesn't count, or it's like, oh, how could this tiny step possibly matter? That's a cognitive distortion that's called discounting. Mm. It's like, I'm not counting that small step, and so I think it doesn't matter, so I don't bother to do it. But if you count that small step, it's like every meal, we know this from personal training, every meal counts, every rep counts.
Yeah.
And in business, every call counts. Yeah. Every time you show up for your clients counts. And when we start to make that incremental steps, you start to be like, oh, okay, I can do this. And it starts
momentum to
change the internal structure of how the person relates to themselves and how they relate to business and how they relate to success. So you've just got to, like, what's the rail on the ground step for them? And it might be even smaller than you think.
Like, well, what's an example?
Okay, so an example might be you saying, I've got this list of leads to call and I just need to call the lead. And you might go, oh, the first step, the lowest thing is just call one.
Mm.
But it might be the lowest step is just clean your desk. The lowest step, put the list on the desk for tomorrow and clean your desk.
James Clear talked about this in Atomic Habits in terms of, like,
he totally did.
Read 10 pages. Or actually starting to go to the gym, just turn up and go for 2 minutes and
walk
then walk
in
out.
The door.
No, before that, it was like go to bed with your clothes off.
Yeah, yeah. Put your shoes on and then take them off.
Exactly. And it seems, and you know, it's counterintuitive because you think,
I'm just thinking, like, it's so crazy to me that when I first started coaching business owners, like, I didn't expect for this much to go into them getting results, but it really is, like, the biggest personal development thing that you could probably ever do. And there's so much interference that gets in the way. Like, it's actually no surprise that people get the cheat codes and can't do it because they're in a spiral, and then the thing that they need to do to get out of it, even if it's small, is also something they probably have beliefs about from back before, like, that sales is hard. Honestly, I think listening to it, it's like anyone who is even trying a little bit is doing amazing.
Yeah.
But it's so important that they understand some of this stuff, because otherwise you just think you're shit.
Yeah, and it's easy
to... And then everything you do reaffirms that.
Yeah.
Exactly, and it just kind of creates this self-fulfilling prophecy, particularly if, like, there's so many beliefs that people have internalized from childhood, from growing up. Like you just said, sales is hard, sales is icky, I don't want to be some sleazy car salesman. That type of mindset can really stop someone from actually just showing up in service, because I love that reframe. Sales come from the Swedish word säljare, which means service.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's
right?
Cool. That's
awesome. And so it's like, oh, how can I actually just show up in service? And, you know, apologies to all the Swedish people if I mispronounce that, right? When you think about that service and actually showing up from service, like, I'm not selling something, I'm just giving someone an opportunity to get help and be served.
So what can we give our audience? What can we all do to make tiny shifts toward high performance?
Yeah.
And especially in those moments.
I love it. Okay, so it's remembering in those moments that you are the creator of your reality.
And that's the responsibility part.
That's the responsibility part, is like, hang on, I'm in charge of my life. And you could even say that as an affirmation. You know what? I'm in charge of my life right now.
Mm.
And that could be an affirmation of, like, hang on, I'm in charge of my life. So actually just taking that minute to, okay, if I'm feeling, let's say the calling the leads example, oh, I'm not feeling like I want to call the leads. So, okay, just take a pause. All right, if you're not in the right state to do the thing, here's the, like, simple formula of coaching, right? Be, do, have, right? If you want to do the thing and you want to have the result, you've got to show up as the person that needs to be the person, right? And so if you're trying to do the action of calling the leads, but you're coming from a being state of I'm feeling stressed, I'm upset, you're not in the right being state to get the result. And so you might go, just push through and do it anyway. And that's fine. And that is, for some people, that will work. It's like, just get into action and the action will create traction and the traction will create momentum. And then that creates a positive feedback loop that helps you feel better and get you going. For some people, that will really work. It's like, just do it anyway, push through. And for other people, or the same people at a different time in their life or day, it might be like, you know what, I just can't push through today. I just need a minute. And so I was like, okay, well, if I can't do the action, I need to focus on the being, right? So if I need to take the time to just focus on the being, all right, I need to take a pause. I'm going to take 10 minutes of just being time. So what can I do to support my being state to get in the right state? Here's a metaphor, right? You're in a car stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
Right. And you're trying to accelerate, but you can't, but you're spinning your wheels. You can't get out. It's like, so in some instances, accelerating harder and just like push through is going to get you out. Right. Sometimes that will work and you just like gun it and get out of there. But sometimes it's like you're in too deep. The wheels are spinning. It's making it worse. Right. So in that instance, and you can feel it, right? If you actually have some mindfulness about it, you can feel when you're just spinning your wheels and the action is not going to get you the result. And so in that case, what do you got to do? Well, you got to get out of the car. Right. You got to see what's going on. You maybe get some wood or sticks and try and chalk up your tires so that you can get some traction to get out. So taking that metaphor is like, okay, if I can't just call the leads, okay, I've got to get out of the car. I've got to check out what's going on. So what is that? What would you actually do then? Okay, take a deep breath, change your environment, maybe go outside, sit out in, you know, where you can see the sunlight, take your pen and paper and a journal and go, okay, what am I feeling? What's going on here? And just journal it out. Like, what am I feeling? Oh, I'm feeling frustrated. I'm annoyed at myself. I don't want to do it. I've got too much on my mind. Whatever it is, just empty that out, because all of that noise is in the way of you doing that action. Mm. And that's the stuff that's making you spinning your wheels. And so it's like, just journal that out, empty it out. Maybe it'll take 5 minutes. Maybe it'll take 10 minutes. Maybe it'll take an hour. But let all of that out and just keep going until you're empty. And it's like, oh, okay. Because there will be an end to it.
Right.
You think it's a bottomless pit. Oh, I don't want to look into those emotions. I don't want to open that box. It's like it'll be chaos. But there is an end to it. And so you just give some space for what is actually coming up to come up. And when you actually just take the time to journal through and be with that feeling and actually give yourself some compassion, because what happens then is you get some distance from it and then you can see, oh my God, I've got all this junk going on in my head. But the just the action of having distance from it allows you to dissociate from the thoughts and feelings and see it separate from yourself. It's like, oh, they're just thoughts and feelings. That's not me. That's just mind junk that's in my head. So if I get that out on paper, then I can look at it and go, oh, and then you can start to kind of, you already, it's like, I don't know if you've ever been at a party and you've eaten some hors d'oeuvres and whatever it is, like little canapes and stuff, and then you go past and you're like, oh, my God, I've got parsley in my teeth.
Mm.
How annoying is that?
Mm.
What do you do with it when you have parsley in your teeth? You don't go, oh, I'm just going to keep going with my parsley in my teeth and do anything about it. You get rid of it. So this journaling is the looking in the mirror of like, what's the parsley in my teeth? What's the mind junk that is in the way that I need to get rid of?
Right.
Right. And so you journal it out and then you're like, oh my God, I don't want that stuff. That doesn't even make sense. That's not even true. And you can start questioning that. Is this helpful? Is this useful? Do I want to believe this? Sometimes just emptying it out is all you need to do.
Okay.
And then you can be like, take a deep breath, reset yourself, maybe have a walk, maybe have a cup of coffee, maybe call a friend or listen to a positive podcast like this. And then you get back on the horse and you come back at it.
Okay.
Right? Does that make sense? It's like first try and accelerate and just push through. And if you can't push through,
get out of the car.
Get out of the car. Change your environment. Break it up.
So that's one.
That's one.
What's two?
Two. Okay. Two is building habits that support you.
Building habits that support you.
Right? Building habits that support you in the rest of your life so that when you come in to do your work day, so think of that stack, survival, tribal, power, routine, right? In order to achieve, you have to have all of those four levels met. You have to know, okay, I've got a roof over my head. I've got, you know, food in my fridge. I've got a dollar in my bank account, or a couple of dollars in my bank account, hopefully. I've got someone that loves me and cares for me. I've like kissed my kids and had a hug with my wife and or my husband or whatever. And I know that there are people that care about me. I've connected in with my tribe. And then it's like, oh, okay. So I've got a roof over my head. I've got people that love me. Okay, so what do I want to say? What do I want to create? And that's like stepping into that ego. So like taking some time to vision or journal, like what do you want to achieve? Why are you doing this?
And should we be encouraging that, trigger that every day?
Yeah, man.
I reckon we can put a cool checklist together.
Yes, like get that checklist of like, okay, so when you get all the way back to Paul Check, like hydration, breathing, movement, sunlight, all of those basics of getting your survival needs met and helping your physiology to be functional and healthy and having capacity for stress. It's like, oh, if your physiology is good, okay, then my emotional needs, I feel loved. Oh, yes, tick, that box is done. And then power, I feel powerful. You know, there's those Amy Cuddy exercises of like taking up space, being like a gorilla, or like doing those kind of breath work, that type of thing to get some power and energy in your body. Going to train and doing some hardcore weights helps you feel powerful. And then having that routine and discipline so that, okay, then I do this routine every day. I don't have to think about it. It's just what I do. It's just who I am. It's just how I show up. And when you have that in place, then all of the baseline things are there so that when you show up to work, you're ready to go.
Right. That's like priming yourself.
Priming yourself. It's like service your car. Don't go like on a 12-hour drive and you haven't serviced your car and you don't have any petrol in it and it's like the radiator's going to break down, you know?
Yeah.
It's like give yourself the best chance of success by putting the routines in place. And the other thing is like, these are all the things that could derail you when you're in your business. So just make sure that those needs are met.
I like threes. So we've gone.
If you accelerate and if you can't accelerate, take a pause and get out of the car.
And number two, we've got routines and habits.
Set up your routines and habits that satisfy the base needs.
What's number three?
Ooh.
Tactical number three that people can do.
Tactical number three.
As soon as they finish this episode. To get into high performance.
Yeah. Remind yourself of your why every day. It's like get clear on your North Star. What is your vision, your why? What are you doing this for? Because tactically you've got the things going on and
it's not that.
It's not that. It's like I'm not actually connected to with passion what I'm doing and what my drive is and being inspired by it. I'm not actually moving towards something. I'm just being like moving away from whatever the latest fire is. You can so easily get disoriented in business because of the amount of things that you can do, right? There's billions of tactics and strategies and things that you could do, and you could do TikTok or you could do this or that, and you can get overwhelmed with all of the things that you could do. But when you start to come back to, okay, what is my ultimate outcome? What is my why? Why am I doing this? And getting really clear and connected to that, then it starts to hone your focus and orient you towards the North Star that really matters. And when you orient yourself towards the North Star that matters to you, the things that align with that will pop out. Because this is what happens, right? It's like there's this thing inside your brain called your reticular activation system that means that something that is aligned with what you care about is going to show up more in your vision, right? It's like, I don't know if you've ever bought a new car and then suddenly it seems like everyone's driving that new car.
Yeah.
Or maybe your wife's having a baby and suddenly it's like everyone's pregnant. Where were all these prams and pregnant women before? Like they just didn't notice.
It's in your vision now.
Because it's in your vision, you care about it.
Interesting.
And so if you get really clear on what your vision and your mission is, the things that align with that will pop out to you and will show up, oh, this is the next step. This is the thing I need to do. So
if you were us designing a program for business owners in the health and fitness space and want to drive high performance, What would your advice be to us in terms of the things that we might be able to put into our program that would be really helpful for these guys?
Ooh, so good. Well, this piece is like the vision mission piece is like getting really clear on that and writing that in a way as if it's like a future diary entry. It's like creating the full scene of success.
So are they writing it in the future, but as it's happened already?
As if it's happening.
Right.
So that it's like you immerse yourself in that moment as if you are in it and getting really clear on that and aligning to that as often as you possibly can, like imagining it. Thinking about it, think about it in the car, think about it when you're on the toilet, think about it when you're in the shower, when you're going to sleep, all of those times where you're, you know, when you're just kind of a little bit in a daze, a little bit kind of trancy, if you can program your mind with that scene over and over and over again, that will make your mind like completely honed towards that reality.
Mm.
So there's a lot in that. So that would be the first piece. And then, you know, setting up those habits of success is like that's getting clear on what those habits are for each person. And it's not, you know, there's a lot of stuff like it's got to be a 5 a.m. get up or 4:30 and you do your meditation and have an ice bath and then have a black coffee with butter and whatever it is and blend it. And I don't like all of these different kind of tactics around this is the best way to do it. And for some people, that is the best way to do it, but it's realizing that everybody's going to have their own version of that routine. And here's an interesting thing is like different body types actually need different wake up times and different types of things. There's a whole rabbit hole in that, it's understanding that it isn't a one size fits all solution. And so people need to kind of play a little bit of trial and error to find out what is actually going to be the perfect morning routine or habits for themselves or like getting up in the morning or the night before, that type of thing.
Mm.
So getting people to just start to experiment with those different things to put those things in place for themselves so they're ready to go.
Mm.
That's probably a good start.
Wow. Now, we have talked so much. How do people find you?
How do people find me? You can find me on Facebook, Kylie Ryan. I'm about to start my own podcast, which, yeah, so you'll be able
to find begging.
Me.
Of course
find
I'll
me
jump
there.
On it.
Yeah, of course. And so that will be a place to find me, like mostly on the internet. You can find me at mymindcoach.com or on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, you know, all those places, just on my name.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's been a joy.
This has been epic. I think this is what our community needs to hear, right? If we're
100%, yeah.
If we're here to lift the standard and lift the tide of this industry, like it's got to start with not just the lead magnet.
It's not just the lead. It's the leader behind the lead magnet. Ooh.
Get fucked.
Well, and it's also if their members need to have the same shifts that we've been talking about today, there's no way they can do that if the leader hasn't done it first.
So the transformation happening in the studio, and at first, the transformation needs to start with
at the top.
It starts at the top. Yeah.
We often quote that line from Maverick from the new Top Gun, where he's up in front of like Tom Cruise. Maverick is up in front of all the new students, and they're all trying to convince Tom Cruise that the plane can't do it. It's too old. It doesn't go that fast anymore. It's got old weapons and this, that, and the other. There's no way. The mission is impossible. And then he goes, when are you going to fucking realize that it's not the plane, it's the pilot?
That's it.
What a movie.
It's the pilot. It's the pilot. It's the leader.
Kylie, 1,000 thank yous on behalf of our entire community, our listeners. We've hit 10,000 downloads.
Yeah.
I reckon we might have a couple more after this episode.
How good is that? Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't actually know what that means, but apparently
it sounds good.
It's
though.
A good thing. Yeah.
Congrats.
I think I feel like there's going to be a follow up, right?
Probably.
And I think our community will meet you very soon.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having
me.
What an enjoy. So great questions, too.
Listeners, if you have someone to share this episode with, if you think someone needs to hear it, and I reckon you do, then send it over to them. It doesn't even matter if they own a gym or if they've been anywhere near a gym. This is actually about high performance. This is actually about tapping into our true potential, what we're truly capable of, starting with looking at ourselves and how we can be better as individuals and kind 100%. Of addressing those things. And there's like three really clear tactics on what we can do every single day, all of us.
Mm.
So I reckon start there.
Yoo.
With that said, see you in the next episode.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode. If something resonated with you, then do one of two things. Either leave a review or send this episode to a mate who's in the industry who might need to hear this. But if you want more right now, because your head might be spinning and you're like, all right, those, that, what the hell do I do right now? Then in the show notes, you'll find a link to where you can book in for a free 15-minute checkup on your studio, where we get to have a look at how you're going right now and where some of the kind of quick win opportunities are to get you moving faster. I can't wait to be back in your ears next week. And if you're listening to this right now, I want you to know that I love you, I appreciate you, I'm grateful for you, and I'm in your corner. You are on the right track and I believe in you. So keep going, and I'll see you next week.